Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for March 31st, 2018. And tonight I'm having a full moon Easter Eve show that I hope will inspire some of us with the spirit that matters on Earth, as in cosmos at large. The full moon this morning was in Libra, which is still in opposition to the Sun conjunct Mercury and Aries, and both are in a T-square aspect, Pluto and Capricorn, which are all powerful cardinal signs, Capricorn, Aries, and Libra, that this Easter represent the power of love on Earth as in cosmos. I mean, we're talking about powerful cardinal signs. And ultimately, you know, higher power is ultimately the power of love. So this is my Cosmic Love show for Easter 2018. You might say the theme of the show is resurrection is the flame, ascension is the game, cosmic love is the meme, and it's all the same, wising up and rising up in the I Am name. Well, that's the mouthful, and it rhymes, so kind of a keynote I thought I'd begin it with. And that's referenced on the show page information, that quote, and largely the content that I'll be going through as a narrative for today's show is on that link provided on the Cosmic Love homepage. And kind of a summary, you know, this theme is, you might say, as the Ascended Master Forrest Gumption might say, cosmic love is what cosmic love does. So what does cosmic love do, you might ask? As many of you know, I sometimes interview people who are a lot smarter than me about all kinds of love stuff and cosmic stuff, I mean, ranging from relationship experts to whistleblowers in the secret space program. For more than a decade, I've interviewed a lot of book authors, musicians, singers, both locally and globally. But increasingly, you know, this last several months, I've been shifting my focus to fast-breaking news on the Internet that's not being reported in the mainstream media. And by that I mean not only how corrupt the corporate media has become, but also how good things could become very quickly on Earth, globally, with full disclosure of breakthrough technologies that could jumpstart global resurrection and ascent of our core social, political, and economic institutions with a higher level of liberty, holistic health, and prosperity for everyone. I mean, this is going increasingly mainstream at an accelerated rate through the Internet, through social networks, social media, very quickly. So this spring is actually the 11th year birthday of my Cosmic Love Show, and I want to thank this community of about 10,000 souls on my show's email list for anchoring the Golden Age vision of cosmic love in their hearts and minds with their understanding of global telecom for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and telecommerce, which I explain on my homepage and my blogs. I mean, that's a lot of TLC, but that's what it's going to take to turn things around quickly. And the vision alone, how that will work, can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. And many in this community already know what that looks like, how global holistic healing will go mainstream quickly with global telecare, and how a universal interface for global telecom will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with an upgrade of our five core internet freedoms, an upgrade of effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it, and there are ways to create an infrastructure for telecommunications that cultures effective sensory perception, you know, cyber ethics, Web 3.0. And these are things I've discussed in my previous blogs. And today I have provided links to go into it. I'm going to do kind of a short synopsis on what I've been talking about since the first of the year in this regard. So without a clear vision of how good things could become, we're left with all the depressing news on the boob tube that is filled with dark side, deep state, fear-mongering to divert our attention from global economic reset at this time. And you might say that all the faithless fear that we see, all this fear-mongering we see, and war-mongering that we see in the mainstream media is, you know, basically to depress a higher state. You know, there's a deep state and there's a high state. The higher state is fearless faith, you know, worldwide love, what that looks like, how that will work, how that will involve and evolve an ethical framework infrastructure for telecommunications. So this community I'm talking about, you know, the HeartCom community, is largely comprised of cultural creatives, many of which contribute, you know, to my blogs with timely feedback. You know, I've been doing these weekly compendiums and then, you know, providing articles, videos, and edits that people in the community then will quite often feedback, you know, their comments, you know, their, again, things I could add to it or edit or otherwise improve on to the content, you know, so that this usually goes on, you know, for 2 or 3 days after I publish a blog. And these are the blogs that I've been talking about, these updates for my Cosmic Love Show, largely since the first of the year. So that's what I'm doing today. I'm reviewing not only the highlights of this last week, like the direct channel from Jesus that I highly recommend. It's a video in the blog that goes with, you know, in the show notes that goes with the show today. And I highly recommend you check that out. But I'm also reviewing my blog from a week ago. I'm going to be going into, you know, I'm referencing this blog, you know, that basically is discussing the crucifixion of independent social media by the deep state corporatocracy. I mean, we're talking about the stuff that's going on right now in mainstream media and independent media. There's virtually, some people call it InfoWars or Armageddon, or, I mean, there's like the, you know, the exposure of the deep state and the deep state trying to discredit independent media. I mean, it's like a, you know, it's pretty intense right now. I refer to it as the crucifixion of independent social media. Like this last article is, you know, how Facebook is the new Russia did it. You know, we've been hearing on this last year, you know, Russia did it, trying to set up, you know, if the big lie is big enough and bold enough and told enough, you know, the old Hitler thing, you know, people will believe it. Well, the opposite of that, if the whole truth is whole enough and bold enough and told enough, you know, the resurrection and the ascension of social conscience and our social media and what that will look like and how that works, that can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So that's basically the theme of the show today and the material, you know, that we can, you know, fulfill our highest and best intentions with pure intention and love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension of, you know, full comprehension of, you know, of the high state, you know, the high state that neutralizes the deep state. So this last article I'm referring to has 7 videos embedded. And there's articles that are linked, and that, you know, this is, they're all referenced in other blogs, you know, since the first of the year, and in what I refer to as the 2018 global upgrade, and there's a link for that at the top of each of these blogs. So this has been the theme since the first of the year, largely, you know, a vision of how social media can culture social conscience. How it already has, to the extent where deep state media, you know, the one-way centralized mass programming of information with no feedback, which is known as the mainstream media sometimes, you know, the one-way programming from the top down that is highly centralized, that's sometimes referred to the old paradigm media or the deep state media, the, you know, and it's like the old money power principles that we see behind the scene, the deep state who own and control the media and try to program their agenda and their narrative, basically to hold the line on any change and hold the line on the movement, the actual the evolution, revolution, revelations that are going on with the internet are transcending all that BS belief system, because the internet is not one way, it's multi-way. It's not centralized, it's decentralized. It's not top-down, it's bottom-up. It's every which way. It's more like horizontal consciousness rather than a top-down programming from centralized, you know, corporatocracy. So this understanding of this shift, it's going on. This is the dynamic. And just remember that after the crucifixion of social media comes the resurrection and ascension. And that's what I'm talking about today. And if I get kind of rather excited about this, well, you know, it's the time. There's the full moon energy going on, or it's this T-square going on, which is like a cardinal fire thing. And, of course, I got all this cardinal fire astrology, psychology running me, and I just kind of get wired when the energies are like this. And it's, you know, the Easter resurrection and ascension, that's the high state. You know, that's the cosmic love state that I prefer. So there's a process going on, and that's really a dimensional shift. I mean, it's a systemic shift in consciousness with a higher understanding of big love, you know, the high state, that can shift the gears of east-west relationships from win-lose competition to win-win cooperation, from centralized command and control, you know, top-down control globally through the globalists, you know, of the deep state, to decentralized win-win cooperative coordination of our gifts and talents and divine resources for a meritocracy. You know, a meritocracy in social media and social networks globally. What that will look like with the best and brightest rising through social networks, through the representation communication processes that make it so. So this is what happens with global telecom and global telecare. So I'll be going into that from a, you might say, a, you know, going into, you know, beyond the crucifixion to a resurrected perspective of, by, and for the ascension of our social, political, and economic institutions. So what I've done on the homepage, show notes that I wanted to reference regarding the resurrection and ascension of global civility, what I've done is provide some keynotes that are really an overview of this shift that's going on, this process that's going on globally in the collective consciousness of humanity. And kind of an overview of that, you can say this understanding of this dimensional shift, you can put it in this context. In the 2D matrix, you know, I'm going to go through 2D, 3D, 4D, and 5D, and what, you know, how this is the shift that's been going on, you know, historically, and where we're at right now is accelerating very fast. So in the 2D matrix, everyone once believed the Earth was flat. You know, we now call that the Dark Age. You know, old BS as in belief system. 3D enlightenment gave us a round global worldview. You know, when they started to circumnavigate the globe coming out of the Dark Ages and realized, you know, the world was round. And in spherical consciousness, there was an enlightenment, the Renaissance. You know, there was a whole enlightenment that was associated with a round global worldview. What we see with 4D, you might say temporal reality, with the Internet, has virtually eliminated time and space as we've known it. It's an instant, everywhere, interactive global village now. And what we're seeing emerging now is 5D capabilities for the family of mankind as a unified whole. The U.S. as, you might say, United Sovereigns of Earth. That, you know, we're now the family of mankind in a global village. Time and space have been eliminated. And how to involve and evolve social, political, and economic evolution, revolution, revelations, you know, you might say, you know, how this will work, what this will look like in terms of upgrading our five core internet freedoms, our five core constitutional freedoms as a function of the internet, and what that will look like and how that will work. So what I've gone through is a synopsis of this process of what some would say is the resurrection and the ascension of consciousness. And another way of saying that is you might say the second coming of Christ-like conscience at the heart of our global social networks is a natural side effect of 5D uprising. So what's going on globally, there's a waking up, a wising up, and a rising up of consciousness because of the internet that has exposed the big lie and the whole truth. And the whole truth neutralizes the big lie. You know, there's a saying, the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. But basically, it's because the darkness is no longer dark, you know, and so the whole process of neutralizing, you know, dark, dense, deep state stuff with enlightened, high state awareness, this is the process that's going on. And I refer to it as a declaration of interdependence for united sovereigns of Earth. You know, like another way of saying that would be a declaration of interdependence on the United State of Love. Now, the love model is a 5D model. And when I say the love model, I'm talking about geometrically ordered divinity. And the graphic that I have on in the show notes on the homepage goes into this understanding of spiritual geometry as geometrically ordered divinity. You know, the pure geometry constitution of cosmic love. Love in terms of, I mean, if you can visualize as I speak of this, and of course some of you can be pulling up, you know, the show notes as I'm talking in the podcast in the future, or if you're listening now live, you can pull up the show notes and the graphic of the love model with the circle, triangle, square, with the L, the linear, you might say left brain letter of the law, the zero is the spherical right brain spirit of the law. The V is like the LO and how they come together, and the two hemispheres, the brain with the brain switching from the corpus callosum at the base of the brain or the third eye at the upper part of the brain. Either way, we're talking about there's a co-creation of left brain and right brain, linear and nonlinear processes in the Trinity. So the synergy in the Trinity is a synthesis of the L and the O, the linear and the nonlinear. And these three principles, which also are color-coded as the blue, yellow, and pink, the power, wisdom, and love aspects of linear, nonlinear, and synergy in the Trinity, these principles and processes, you might say, in pure geometric thought forms are represented in the E, which is a square with cross through the middle, and the circle in the center representing the capstone. The capstone as the creative ascent process, assembling the components to the capstone, is basically how the first three principles are synergized with a whole which is greater than the sum of the parts in the capstone, and sometimes referred to as God vision, then God as G-O-D, geometrically ordered divinity, this reference to spiritual geometry, which is basically the fractal order of the holographic universe. The energetic laws of the quantum universe goes back to these fractals and this holographic understanding of all these levels of fractals, these basic energy fractal geometrized principles that frame the order of the universe, you might say cosmic law. So the love model is a frame of reference for cosmic law, and it's very, you know, essential first principles, like the first principles of the Constitution. And we're talking about, you know, the a frame of reference for an understanding of the first principles of cosmic law language in both form, geometry, and frequency, as in frequently. For example, one of the things that's been going on this last week is that the Schumann resonance of the Earth has been surging. And they've been reporting, you know, the aurora borealis pictures around the world because of the magnetosphere of the Earth is getting lit up with all these cosmic rays that have been flooding the Earth from the sun. And this amps up the Schumann resonance of the, you know, the morphic grids of the Earth, which actually resonates, the Schumann resonance, in the hemispheres of the brain. And, you know, the raises basically, you know, the thresholds of higher creative consciousness. And so there's been surging and there's been peaks of that this last week, and I actually had a video I was going to embed, but it was too much information for Easter, it's too technical. So I'm just referencing that this has been surging this last week, and there's a lot of stuff that's purging, you know, 3D stuff, 3D, I call it BS, belief systems. And you're seeing this, all this fear-mongering and the, you know, fake news in the mainstream media, and you risk anxiety attacks if you give attention to it. I mean, it's been pretty intense this last week. A lot of people just, you know, they don't even watch the boob tube or, you know, for their news or and the radio, even NPR, I refer to it as National Propaganda Radio. I mean, I love hearing a lot of their cultural stuff, but they get into politics and it's all deep state, you know, Russia did it. Or Facebook did it, you know, and basically they're attacking social media to maintain their narrative, as, you know, make social media wrong to make their, you know, the fake news narrative right, which is kind of, you know, the old paradigm, you know, pummeling psychology, you know, where they repeat, you know, again, the big lie, if it's big enough and bold enough and told enough, you know, people will believe it. So there's a shift going on, and the old 3D paradigm of mass programming is fear-based with false flags and fake news. And the new, you might say, the 5D paradigm of mass interaction is love-based, you know, whereby cyber ethics rules. You know, truth just, you know, based to be want, truth just wants to be liberated in an interactive sense for people sharing their perspectives on the picture. You know, it's like, everyone's got a different holographic perspective on the same hologram of what's really going on, and the more they share those different perspectives, the more, you know, with social media, the interactive social media, you get the full picture. So this understanding of this shift from 3D to 5D, you know, we're right, you know, there's the understanding of 4D, you know, you might say the fourth dimension is time, or at least the illusion of time, the sense of time. And that sense of time, you know, is like a sequence of persuasion. It's like a mediator from moment to moment that creates momentum, ideally by way of the Holy Spirit of love and action, which is like a frequency, as in frequency. The more frequent is this Holy Spirit of love and action at the interactive heart of global telecommunications with a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction. This is something I've been talking about a lot since the first of the year and writing about, this understanding of that's possible now. The technology is all, when I say basically installed and operational, it's off-the-shelf stuff. It's all possible to put this together, just like global telecare for global holistic healing, where you could go to a website and go in through the portal and go through your metabolic type, which is your blood type, so all the people in the world have your same basically biological type, and then you put in your current symptom profiles, and then what's indicated for those from a database, you know, of science results worldwide, what's working best as far as whether it be homeopathic or chiropractic or naturopathic or even allopathic or whatever modalities or combination of modalities are working best, it would be indicated that you could choose from, you know, for building health and preventing disease. You know, the whole analysis, management, and prevention of disease model, what that would look like and how that worked, that could happen, could go together with funding, could go together faster than it took, you know, for the Obamacare to come online, which took about a year with several false starts. Then, you know, that's going to be possible with new technology. But, you know, this is technology that's state-of-the-art. This could be done very quickly. So you might say this awareness of this vision of the future, of global holistic healing, of resurrection and ascent with a higher 5D conscience, this unity conscience, you might say conscientious common sense. This is the event that I've been writing about for several shows now and several blogs, the event that separates the wheat from the chaff on the threshing floor of effective sensory perception, higher conscience, you know, the high state of social conscience, conscientious common sense. Now, it may be in common, and the most powerful special interests in the world may have a vested interest in keeping common sense uncommon, but there's nothing more valuable than that vision, which is found as time, and if ever there was a time, I mean, this is it. I mean, it's the best way to prevent World War III is to preempt it with a high state vision of how good things can be for everyone on Earth, and basically, you know, neutralize the negativity of those medical industrial complex and military industrial complex, you know, that are making a killing on the creation and management of war and disease. You know, they should be shamed into non-existence, you know, before they can, you know, proceed with their perfidy any further. So there's a process that is emerging. I sometimes refer to it as the ascension process, you know, and there's this resurrecting of this awareness, this wising up and rising up of the awareness of how good things could be very quickly with this vision of virtue and valor for the victory of conscientious common sense, unity conscience, you know, the united sovereigns of earth, basically claiming the victory of their self-governing processes that make the truth accountable to common sense, you know, in our social media networks. And so there's an integration process going on, even while there's a disintegration process going on with the old paradigm paralysis of, you know, same old, you know, there's a lot of disintegration going there. The fear people have is they see things going to pieces in the world, but they don't see how they could be coming together. They see the disintegration and the dis-ease, you know, the fear, but they don't see the faith. They don't see how good things could be. And the vision of how social media could be optimized is what's being called the wisdom of the crowd, how you can create, like, electronic town hall meetings. You can have people who care for solutions sharing their solutions with the best solutions rising up, with, you know, as wisdom of the crowd, with, you know, locally or globally, you know, local town hall meetings or social media electronic town hall meetings online. There's a process whereby that wisdom of the crowd can be optimized. How to culture social conscience in social media. This is the vision of the next phase of the computer internet revolution, after we had the emphasis on hardware, which was like IBM mainframe computers, and then it evolved to personal computers and the emphasis on software, as in Microsoft. And then we saw that evolved, you know, to netware, you know, hardware, software, netware. Netware was like, you know, the whole thing with the internet. And Netscape was the one that pioneered, that company pioneered, you know, the whole internet phenomena, whereby the computer became the network. It became the internet, the network of computers. And then the next phase of the computer internet revolution is being called hardware, or Web 3.0. And hardware is like a universal interface for mass-to-mass communications, whereby 100 or 1,000 or a million people could respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise. Well, that obviously requires a universal interface, which is a function of the language of consciousness itself. And I have, you know, this understanding that I've conveyed, you know, with the language of consciousness is the language of light, the brightness scale, the color spectrum, and how those correspond to basically the full spectrum. I mean, we hear about full spectrum autism, but we never hear about full spectrum enlightenment. You know, what would happen if, you know, if the brain energy is not just, you know, operating on all cylinders, you might say, of the full spectrum of consciousness, from left brain linear to right brain nonlinear, then you've got the blue end of the spectrum, like water, and the fire red end of the spectrum. And you can say, like, you know, this is kind of like metaphors in Star Trek. You got Spock on one end of the spectrum with no emotion, and Scotty on the other end of the spectrum with all emotion, and you've got Captain in the middle. And of course, the angstrom units, the brightest of all colors is yellow, and the healing ray for the assimilation of most chlorophyll in the plant world is green. So yellow and green are balanced in angstrom units right in the middle of the color spectrum. Well, the idea is that, you know, the understanding is that most people, you know, have different aspects of this spectrum, you know, where they have more attainment than others. Some people have autism in some regard and mastery in other regards, or attainment and momentum in other regards. Now, full spectrum enlightenment, you know, you don't find many people that are like the Christ or the Buddha, or, you know, they're fully enlightened, but all of us at times have full spectrum awareness in ways that transcend or slips the surly bounds of time and space, and basically goes into this understanding of a unity consciousness or a universal common sense or a 5D consciousness, you know, the fifth dimension consciousness, and above, you know, that relates to a unity consciousness, you know, the one for all and all for one, you know, kind of a understanding. So there's this process going on where a lot of people are naturally evolving, waking up, wising up, rising up, with more of a centered and connected Holy Spirit. You might say a balanced threefold flame, you know, the love, wisdom, and power within their own heart is centered, and they have, you might say they're sitting under their own fig tree of their I Am presence. You know, and their higher self, their real self, their Christ self is like mediator for that, you know, spherical, nonlinear, unified field consciousness that's greater than the sense of separation and suffering and you know, what goes on in 3D, you know, as far as seeing is believing, and people don't see, you know, the energies, the quantum energies, that are a lot of times behind what's going on, you know, the energies behind what we hear in the media. We don't know the stories that are going behind deep state programming in the media. It's almost like the astral plane has their henchmen, you know, in the deep state that are outplaying, you know, the energy veil or the evil. E-veil is the energy veil. You're seeing that going on, and at the same time, you're seeing the hosts of heaven stepping through the veil and overshadowing enlightened people all over the world who are coming out with amazing videos, YouTube videos, weekly. And this is what I try to report on my blogs. There's stuff coming out weekly, videos and articles that are truly enlightened and balanced, some more balanced than others, but there's enough of this surge of enlightenment. And these are people that are largely, when I say enlightened, they are representing. They are being overshadowed by, you know, ascended beings, the cosmic beings, spiritual beings that work with their own, people that, you know, basically resonate with these higher frequencies, are, you know, speaking for, you know, the high state, just like, you know, these, a lot of Congress critters and all the intrigue and treachery we see going on in government, you know, they're like, when I say henchmen or tools of the dark force or the deep state, they're paid off and blackmailed, and, you know, this is going on. So this, you know, I mean, this is a good time of the year to claim the victory, the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of Earth's evolutions in terms of this evolution, revolution, revelations, resurrection, and ascension of social conscience and our social media and our social, political, and economic institutions being transformed in a way that's more representative and accountable to the purpose for which they serve. So I on the show notes information, I go into you know, more aspects of this, the understanding of three dimensions as evaluation criteria, this universal interface for mass-to-mass communications. There's a link on that goes into the holodeck, you know, you might say, these three dimensions from the upper brain to lower brain, the left brain, the right brain, the forebrain, the rear brain, you know, these three dimensions. You know, when you're in your forebrain, you got more foresight. When you're in your rear brain, you got more hindsight. When you're in your upper brain, you know, your pineal gland, you know, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, you know, you basically got more God vision, you know, higher vision. And if you're operating out of the reptilian brain, which is, you know, the base of the brain, you're going to be more instinctive, just having your buttons pushed subconsciously than you might say being inspired through your superconscious and your higher brain. So this understanding of the holodeck as far as the energy field between the left and right brain, upper and lower brain, forebrain and rear brain, these are energetic laws that correspond, you know, to toroidal fields at all levels from the atomic to the galactic. So you know, the brain field is basically a field representing the unified field. This is why some people can channel stuff from the Akashic records, from higher beings, from ascended beings, and other people, they virtually channeling dark stuff, you know, dark spirits. And, you know, there are principalities of darkness, there are principalities of light. And there's not just one way of looking at that. There's as many ways of looking at it as there are people on the earth. I mean, each to their own holodeck of, you know, prevailing awareness, you know, between their ears. So there is this understanding of the three dimensions that I provide a link on it, you know, under Wisdom of the Crowd. There's this understanding of this vision and what this vision looks like multidimensionally as far as a process for integrating our individual and collective consciousness with an interactive interface, a universal interface for mass-to-mass communications. Now, the same principle can operate with any social network. It could operate within any business management teams. You know, a lot of corporations are, you know, develop management teams that go after different projects, and it can be a team of 12 people or 24 people or 33 people, where you have a team of people where they're interacting. And again, whereby there can be a meritocracy with the best and brightest ideas being cultivated with this language of consciousness that involves and evolve consciousness within that mandala or within that network, within that alliance. Call it a mastermind alliance. So there's this understanding of 3D and 4T in real time. 4D in real time as far as moment to moment and creating momentum. You know, the understanding of the illusion of time, like the illusion of movies. You know, motion pictures creates the illusion of a movie when it's just motion images, the images in sequence creating the illusion of motion. When they're all just separate still images that are just a little bit different, flickering, you know, at the threshold of perception, whereby there's enough flickering fast enough where it looks like a movie, but it's actually composed, you know, illusion that's composed of moment to moment. So the momentum, moment to moment, creates a frequency, and the frequency, you might say, is the illusion of motion or of time. And different perceptual types, and there are archetypal perceptual types, like there's Jung archetypes, different ways of perceiving space, there's different ways of perceiving time. And the link I provided on 4D real time goes into the understanding from the perspective of Jungian psychology, and a lot of people will find this interesting. They've never read about this. This is actually from an article back about 1972 or 74 that was in Psychology Today that deals with these archetypes of consciousness and how different, and you can read this and see which one fits your own style of perceiving time. We all perceive time differently. And as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, we realize that people perceive time for their reasons, not our reasons. And everyone is 100% correct for their prevailing awareness of how they perceive time, because that changes very little, usually within a lifetime. We come in with perceptual styles, just like we come in with genetic styles. We come in with, you know, perceptual styles, you know, how we perceive time and space, and the more we become conscious of that, and we actually develop a sensitivity to how others are. You know, everyone's got their own gifts and talents and burdens, you know, and the understanding of how different people perceive things differently increases compassion. So that understanding of perceptual criteria as a way of perceiving time, the article on 4D real time under Wisdom of the Crowd, in that section of the show notes, will give you, some people will find that fascinating and interesting and as a building block for a greater understanding of 5D integration, you know, the capstone consciousness, the creative ascent process. And this is, you know, basically the understanding of cosmic universal laws, the archetypes of consciousness, you know, how we are conscious. And as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, moment to moment, individually and collectively, we develop conscience with a capital C. It's like we become more aware of how ourselves and others are aware. Again, it cultures not only compassion, but conscience you know, like that small voice within that knows what is fake news and what is true news. You know, what is good and what's evil. And without that discernment, you know, we're dead in the water. So this is evolving. This type of understanding I'm referring to is evolving very quickly through many representatives of this understanding all over the world. People are waking up, wising up, rising up to an understanding of how they are conscious, the language of consciousness, these metaphors of light as consciousness, light of consciousness, for culturing conscience with an interactive universal interface based on the universal language of light, light language. And who are the light workers, light weavers, light servers with more light, you know, with the currency of conscience, you might say, which it will underwrite the evolutionary ascension of unity conscience, you know, on Earth as in cosmos. And this all, it's all based on, when I say cosmic law, universal law language principles, geometrically ordered divinity, the geometry of divinity, G-O-D, the love model, you know, the love in form and frequency, as in frequently, you know, the language of the angels, you know, our better nature, our heart coherence is at the heart of the law of the angles of God as geometrically ordered divinity or spiritual geometry. You know, God is love and is forgiving. So I play with these words a lot, but they're kind of keynotes, and they reference, you know, in the L-O-V-E, you know, L linear, you know, universal rights, O public sphere, V, you know, the co-creation of rights, and round, you know, universal rights, well-rounded, you know, thinking, personal and collective co-creation in the V, the synergy in all four archetypal dimensions of self and civilization, you know, a telecommunication process that involves and evolves our individual and collective consciousness. So the bottom line, you might say, here is a way of thinking about the world. As Jesus did, you know, what would Jesus say? Well, you know, love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and you're all connected, medicine, neighbor, as thyself. You know, today you'd be talking about, you know, back then it was the loaves and the fishes and the reaping what you sow and agricultural metaphors, you know, the parables that were agricultural. Now he'd be using the computer internet revolution as a metaphor, and how he to be networking for the net worth of enlightened net reality for the United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, we're a global village in principle with instant everywhere interactive internet capabilities. You know, in practice, you know, we can use, you know, the model of the universal love interface for mass-to-mass telecommunications for basically involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with the capital C, as in Christ-like consciousness. I like what Thomas Paine said, you know, the author of Common Sense, who sparked the American Revolution. He said, "The world is my country. All mankind are my brethren. And to do good is my religion." Now, that's not, you know, that's not a, he's not speaking as a spiritual guru or master. He's speaking as a revolutionary. You know, the world is my country, all mankind are my brethren, and to do good is my religion. You might say he's a spiritual revolutionary without saying he's one. He just was the author of Common Sense. And again, Common Sense is uncommon and the most powerful special interests in the world want to keep it that way because they want the special sense of the power leader special, and you know, we should all, you know, be grateful for, you know, rattle your chains and, you know, if you're happy kind of a thing. So what would Jesus have to say this Easter to open hearts and listening ears? And I provided a video, a link, and you can also listen to the audio. It's 55 minutes, which is a heart stream or what they've sometimes referred to as a dictation from Jesus. It's a channeled message from Jesus through David Christopher Lewis just here the other day, March the 29th. And there's a message there. I have followed this. David Lewis has been doing the last 10 years. I've interviewed him several times, and he does a lot of amazing stuff. I highly recommend people that are, whether they're fundamentalist Christians or New Age Christians or New Age, you know, anywhere in that spectrum. You know, there's a message there that is inspiring for this time, and this I really believe is the frequency. You know, the Holy Spirit of love and action. You know, that whole spirit of resurrection and ascension, what's the pure intention for the will of God? What that looks like and what that sounds like, and I highly recommend that message and that video or the audio you can listen to. So we're talking about the high state versus the deep state. We're talking about a revolution in higher consciousness. And in the larger scheme of eternal progression, there's common law, patterns of perfection, and common language for inspired direction, centering love within, so as we all enter in, we find a unity state with one clear mandate. Either we optimize unity or we're insensate. So here's to Pledge of Allegiance to the Earth and to all beings who inhabit it and to the planet for which it stands, one world under love, indivisible, with peace and liberty for all. So I'm going to kind of do a wrap here, referencing, as I finish up, the family of mankind in a global village, a unity state with universal solidarity of, by, and for us as united sovereigns of Earth, the global connected netizens of Earth, and how there is a process that is maturing. As we become conscious of that process, we become instruments of that maturation. The vision alone of mainstreaming the five-dimensional telecom integration for upgrade of our five core internet freedoms, what that looks like, how that works. Again, pay attention because attention pays. You know, pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension and in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. And that's all I got to say about that. So thanks for listening to Cosmic Love this week. Have a wonderful Easter. I'm grateful if you've listened this long, and there are some interesting videos that you can listen to and links that you can read if you're interested on Easter. And I always, when you begin this piece, in the show notes, you can listen to the Hallelujah Chorus, the keynote music that I put at the top of that, those show notes in this webpage. So have a wonderful Easter, and until we meet again, happy trails. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love. And the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue, we must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.